This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. I've always put tulips in the ground. This year, I would like to put them in 12-inch pots.
Okay.
But I'm afraid that they will freeze and rot. Do I have to put them in a cold but protected, like a shed or a garage?
Yeah, so they do want that cold period, right? They want to have the winter months so that they can go into the cold dormancy and then be ready for spring. The thing about putting them in a container is, you know, the great thing about it is you can move them around where you want. You just need to do a little bit more when it comes to winter protection for them. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to put them in a shed or in a garage. You can leave them outside. But one of the things you need to do is really just protect the containers, right? Some people will take them and put them like the corner of a house, you know, where there's a little bit more protection from a couple sides. Put them into the corner and then cover them with either leaves or salt marsh hay, even straw, but all of those things to make sure that they're protected. You know, the biggest thing here that we're trying to do is make sure that the root system stays consistently the same temperature, right? And, you know, it's the only way to do that is just protect them somehow. Now, if you want to keep them in a shed or a garage that's unheated, that is fine too. We just want to make sure that if you're going in and out of those buildings, you don't keep them right next to the door, right?
Okay, yes.
So, in a shed, you know, if you store your snowblower in there, let's just say, you want to make sure they're away from the front where you're going to be going in and out to get that machine out. Or if they're in the garage, make sure they're in, like, the corner where they're not going to have the door opening right next to them and getting that cold draft in there, here and there. So you can bring them in to those areas, just a little bit of protection. We're trying to keep that root system protected. You know, there's not a lot of roots, obviously, but the bulb itself, you know, we want to make sure that that's protected as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that totally makes sense to me. I think I'm going to have to put it in the back of my shed because if I were to leave them outside, we get some, especially where I would be keeping it would be on the south side of the house, so they would really get warm on some days because my house is sort of like a heat sink.
Yeah.
With the sun. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And away from the door, I like that idea. That I would never have thought of that.
It's just something we kind of, you know, we think about it with, like, houseplants and those to try to keep them away from drafts. It's the same thing. We're just trying to keep them in that same consistent temperature.
Yes. That totally makes sense.
Perfect.
Thank you. I would really like to have them in pots so I can put them out on my front step in the spring when there are no flowers about.
Oh, definitely. So, it makes it so much easier to have the color where you want it.
Exactly. So thank you, sir.
No problem.
I have one more question.
Sure.
I had the pleasure of traveling with your father and your mother when they went out west to the national parks. And I wondered, would you ever think of taking on that? I know you have young children, but I just wondered if you ever thought of doing that. It was a fabulous trip.
Yeah, no, it is something for the future to think about. Definitely. I loved the idea behind it that they did. I went on some of the trips when I was younger with them.
Oh.
We went to the Panama Canal, and I went to Europe with them at one point.
Wow.
So that was, we also, another one to Hawaii, but, you know, they'd done a lot of those, just as you mentioned, with little kids, it's not that easy, especially with the youngest being, you know, almost 10 months old, it's not easy, so.
Okay, I didn't know that, so that answers my question, you need say no more, Patrick.
Perfect.
So thank you so very much. I hope
All right,
you have a
Sherry.
Great day.
You too. All right.
Yeah, bye now.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do apologize. Everybody's been sick. And the amount of talking I've been doing lately is just makes it so, hey, drink more water, stay hydrated, but, you know, coughing does happen, so I apologize. You might hear me you know, some dead air for a second or two while I try to get my voice back. Anyways, coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. Got some good stuff to be talking about. So we definitely look forward to that. So we'll talk a little bit about winter fertilizing, some tips and maintenance. We'll touch on some ice melt and some fertilizer. And then again, you know, they have a pretty cool winter giveaway. So definitely take a look at that as well. But in the meantime, we're taking calls. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And so, you know, we'll continue on with different things to be thinking about right now. If you have questions, the phone lines are open. So, we've talked about fertilizing. We've talked about taking care of the plants. We've talked about, you know, the spraying with the anti-desiccant, right? What else can we be doing? Well, you know, you heard me mention of making sure you water until the ground freezes. With your newly established plants, that is a big thing. We want to make sure that there's enough moisture in the ground for them to be successful throughout the season. Now, a lot of you saying, you know, in certain parts of Massachusetts, we got tons of rain. And we know that, you know, the water table's pretty high. Yeah, might not need to do much. But some of those new ones, we just need to watch. And that's why we do everything we can to make sure they're completely successful. Right? That's where the watering comes in. That's where the fertilizer comes in. That's where just extra taking care of your plants. So just something, you know, to think about. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is pretty frigid out there this morning, so you might want to wait till a little bit later. Sun comes up a little bit more to get out there. But it has a lot to, we have a lot of time still to get some cleanup done. Maybe it's cleaning the leaves. You know, later I'm going to be cleaning my leaves, putting them all into one area. You know, is it for use later? That's the hope, right? Put them in an area where we can cover some of the planting beds, right? But for me, what I do is I make sure that the majority of the leaves go to the woods surrounding the house. Because I know that's a very protected area, and I know that the pollinators, the insects, will stay in there. I don't have a lot of plants around the house at the moment. We did a lot of clearing of the space before we started over. So we have one little area that has some of that. Maybe we'll leave the leaves there. But think about it. This is the time of year where we can use the leaves to our benefit. If you have questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dave is in Salem.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question, in the beginning, I would say probably last spring, I had called you, and I had the lily of the valley invading my lawn.
Yep.
And at that time, you said to get weed killer and paint the lily of the valley. And that was successful. Use a paintbrush and do that. My question is, what size? I think I might have used too wide of a paintbrush because I not only killed that, but I killed, like, little circles, which I've mostly recovered from. So are we talking like an artist paintbrush, or are we talking basically a, like a half-inch paintbrush that you would do?
So it's going to depend on the type of weed you use it on, right? So for Lily of the Valley with a smaller stem, you're probably looking at the artist paintbrush. Whereas if you're looking at, like, the Japanese knotweed or bamboo, you're probably looking at that half-inch paintbrush.
Yeah.
So it's all going to depend on what you're putting it on, right?
Okay. So I should really just concentrate because, you know, I'm sure something will come back up next spring. And I should really, instead of, because I was actually doing the leaves, you know, the, and what have you, or the petals. And so I was doing that, and I think I kind of did use an overkill on that. All right, so I'm going to, next spring, I will use just the artist paintbrush.
Yeah, definitely. And I would think, so one of the things that's going to work in your benefit is if you could cut that down to just the stem.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, you did the right thing when it came to the leaves, because they basically, if you read all the instructions, it says, if you're spraying, it's spray to a little bit of a drip.
Yeah.
So with a paintbrush, you're putting it on the leaves and it's dripping a little bit to the surrounding area. So it's doing the right thing. Because it needs to absorb into those leaves. Whereas if you cut it low and it's just about a half an inch to an inch, of a stem. It could be a little bit more than that because it all depends on how thick the lawn is at that point, right?
Okay.
But use it on that. And then the big thing I want you to do is if you do it early in the spring, is fill those areas back in with seed the rest of the season. Because the one thing that's going to help suppress the future of these weeds coming in is more lawn, right?
Right.
It's going to choke out the ability for the weed to come back.
Yeah.
Right? And go ahead.
Yeah, I did that, but the problem was because I think I used too much with a wider brush.
Yeah.
The seed didn't take this summer. The seed has taken this fall. Most of it has taken, so I'll be doing that again. So now I don't see the circles. I had to wait the whole summer and into, early September so that it would come. The seed would be taken. I did the soil and the seed and all that. Yes.
Okay. Definitely. And, I'd be putting more seed down in the spring as well.
Right, I will do that.
Just as an extra try to push to choke out the area where that Lily of the Valley was coming from, right? That's probably your best bet. And it's, you had some success in the fall because a lot of it had been gone and in its, dormant stages.
Right.
That's going to help you tremendously for next year because now there's something to compete against that weed.
Okay, good.
Right, as before, the weed was there and it was taken over, didn't have a lot to compete with. Now that you're putting something there, something's competing against it.
Right. Now, one other question I have is for winterizer. I was a little late in putting my fall fertilizer down. I know you're supposed to wait 6 weeks. Can you push it like to 5 weeks? Like 5 weeks will be sometime next week when it's warm. Is that a big problem with that?
No, I think you'll be fine. As long as so you're using a winterizer, right? The one that has a little bit more of a slow release and some more potassium in it.
Yeah, that's the other question I have is you seem to talk about Jonathan Green as opposed to Scott. I'm just going to get winterizer. Which one of those two would you prefer?
I would always prefer Jonathan Green over the Scott's product.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been extremely helpful.
No problem, Dave. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. New this Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military will continue to take out Hamas terrorists with full force. Netanyahu, speaking in Hebrew, here's a translator. He is rejecting calls for a ceasefire.
If Gaza would be demilitarized, there would be no more threat to Israel from there. And to assure that there is no such threat, as long as necessary, the IDF will control, as far as security is concerned, Gaza.
Now, the war started after Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jews on October 7th at a music festival, raping women, beheading babies at multiple kibbutzes, shooting and killing people who were hiding out in portable bathrooms, setting people on fire, burning down homes, and taking 240 hostages, including the elderly and infants. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just we're in the early parts of the show, hour and a half in, plenty of time left. As I said earlier, coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative will be joining us. But the rest of the show is all about you guys answering questions for you the best we can. So give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out. We've been, you know, thinking about what can be done by the end of the season. And Dave brought up a good point. You know, can we put more fertilizer down still? Yeah, the ground's not frozen. You know, we did get a frost last night. It was, you know, it's 24 degrees. But that's not going to freeze the soil. That's not going to make it so the ground is completely frozen. We're going to have some days later in the week that are going to warm up. So the ground isn't frozen. Now, one thing I want you to think about, though, is some towns and cities do have specific requirements where they say, after a certain date, no more fertilizer. Now, there are certain places that say November 15th, no fertilizer. You know, and that's coming up. That's a few days away. But, you know, that's town by town. You got to keep that, you know, keep that in the back of your mind and say, all right, which town is it? Easiest way, go to your town website and just look into fertilizers. You know, a lot of it, I think, has to do on the Cape. I've seen some things down there where they say certain times. But just keep it in mind, because you still have some time to put a fertilizer down. The ground is not frozen. We get a little bit of cold weather, doesn't mean it's over. So just think about it. If you're saying, man, I wish I could do it, do it. If you're not sure if you have enough time, you have enough time. Do it now. Do it next week. Now, the further we get into the year, closer to Christmas, you probably aren't putting down fertilizer. But again, it's all going to depend if the ground's frozen. Now, who knows what the weather is going to be at that point, but if the ground's not frozen, you can still fertilize. And that fifth application is something so important for next year as well. This isn't just about this season. This is about next season at this point. This is about making sure that it starts off the right way. And by fertilizing now, you're making sure that that program that you've gone on, the fertilizer that you've put in the lawn for the past 5 months, continues to next season, and you're not just starting over. Now, it's not that you're starting over in the spring, but you're not starting from where you could be if you take care of it now. It's going to store up this fertilizer, this energy for next spring. So when spring hits, it's a quicker green up earlier. So that winter product, that fifth application, is super important. I would say it's probably, in my opinion, just as important as a first application or a second application if you're working on weeds or crabgrass. I've always been a proponent of five applications. I think it makes the most sense when you do the math. When you start the math out in spring, when you're putting down fertilizer in the end of March, beginning of April, your fourth application is in August. That's when they consider putting a winterizer down usually, because it's a fall fertilizer. End of August, beginning of September. That means all of September, all of October, all of November, there's not a lot of food. So that's why this fifth application is so important. Making sure that your lawn has what it needs to be successful going forward and start off on the right track. So you still have time to do it. Still have time to put that fifth application down. And, you know, with next week being warm, maybe you wait to put it down then, so that, you know, the ground is warm, has warmed up a bit. You know, it isn't frozen, but maybe it warms up a little bit just to make sure it's taken care of. And then put down the fertilizer. But it is super, super important to be able to put this fertilizer down at this point. It's only going to help you be successful for seasons to come. And we want to have a jump start on it, especially if we have issues with crabgrass, right? If we can help keep the lawn fed and healthy, it's going to be more successful in the spring because it's starting off pushing that good growth instead of having not so much fertilizer in it, so that the weeds can establish themselves because they're not taking, the lawn doesn't have a lot of nutrients in it. This is getting it in such a way where it'll get a jump start ahead of some of those weeds. So the fifth application, you can use a number of them. You could order today a natural alternative and have it by the end of the week so that you can put it down when it's nice and warm. So really think about it and say, do I want to be successful going forward? Which the answer is probably yes. What do I got to do? And you can still do it now. You still have time. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time if you have some questions for us. The sun is out, blue sky, just super chilly. and probably not want to be out there yet. I want to be able to have it warm up just a little bit, but it looks like it's not going to be too warm today. But, you know, hey, end of the week, I'll take it. It's going to be 60 degrees. Nice to get outside, get some cleanup done, finish up with the leaves, finish up with the lawn. You know, after having a couple frosts at this point, you've probably cut the lawn one of the last times, right? You've probably done what you need to do out there. Maybe the only lawn, the only mowing you're doing is to clean up some of the leaves that are in it. Again, you know, we talk about leave the leaves, but if you're cleaning up the leaves and you're shredding them, this is a great way to start a compost pile. And this is the time of year where putting those leaves in an area will get that area started quickly. Now, if you just full leaves in a compost pile, it does take some time for them to break down. But if you mow them, get them bagged up, and put them in a pile, they're starting to break down a little bit. They're at a better level. They're in a better area to get started into the compost for the next seasons to come. Broken down like that is they've already started the process. They've already started, you know, being chopped up. It's going to add to the quickness that it will, you know, add to the speed of starting the compost. You're not going to have the compost right away. Obviously, we know that. It takes time. But this will just help with it. So if you are cleaning them up and you are, you know, shredding them, put them in an area that you're going to start a compost pile going forward. Maybe it's getting some of the Espoma compost starter to help just really get everything going, get those microbes moving, get everything, you know, working the way you want it to. So just keep it in mind. It's not just about, you know, getting rid of the leaves somewhere else. It's about what else you can do with them. And starting a compost pile is probably a good one to have. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time. If you have some questions, definitely call us. Now, this compost starter I was talking about is literally called compost starter. And it is something where we're throwing it into the mix of this compost. You're going to take an area and you want partially shaded site. And usually it's about a 4x4 section if you're doing it without a container, right? So if you're just doing it in the woods, let's say. We're looking to not only have these leaves that you've done, but adding some branches and twigs to get a little bit of air circulation in there. So it's not just compact area. So we're looking to make like 6 to 12 inch sections or layers, as they call them. And that layer, we should make a layer and then add compost starter. A 1 cup for 16 square feet, so a 4x4 section. You're also going to add moisture to each layer. We're not looking to soak it. We're not looking to really get a deep watering. We're just looking to add moisture, because moisture is a good thing when it comes to compost. And then you will repeat this, adding compost every layer and the moisture to keep it, you know, thick and going. Now, if you're doing this outside, you do want to try and turn the pile once a week. You want to allow air to get into the center, Because the air is going to help dry it out and break things down. So you don't necessarily have to do a 4x4 section. This is just for ease of the use of the product. Now, if you do a 1x1 section, that's kind of small. But you could do a couple feet by a couple feet and just adjust accordingly. But starting a compost pile is a great way to do it now. And then you have it in the spring and use it again and get that pile worked. And get that pile moving and get the airflow and get it going. It's definitely worth it. Now we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And coming up in about, it's about 10 minutes at this point or so, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. So we look forward to that. Some tons of information what we can be doing this time of year. In the meantime, you know, we've kind of been talking a little bit about composting. And, you know, using the leaves for good. Don't just put them in a bag and throw them somewhere. Or, you know, even just throwing them into the woods is a good thing, right? We're helping protect the understory there. It's just, how can we make it more beneficial? And by doing, you know, breaking down some of the leaves for the compost, for that area, is going to make it easier and more successful. So that's why we discuss it, right? We want to make sure that the area can have the right microbes moving around, have the right everything working to your advantage. So that's what we're looking to do by using a compost starter. We're looking to make sure the plants are successful. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Falmouth.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Cold, but fine. Thanks very much. I got a question about hot peppers. Last year, I started them in the house in March, like my tomatoes, I started early, but the peppers even earlier. And the year wasn't really good for my tomatoes, but the peppers did fantastic, and last year as well. And I watched a video about overwintering hot peppers, and I never thought about doing that. So the guy said, well, you went through it, and I have them now. I took them in about 2 weeks ago, put them in the garage for about 10 days, and I got them in the cellar, and they're drying out, and I did take all the peppers off. What do you think about that? Is it worth the effort? Do you think it could work?
Well, I definitely think it can work. Okay. We had a listener a couple of years ago who actually keeps his tomato plants in a greenhouse outdoors.
Wow.
That it goes all the way to the end of the season, right? So, you know, it's definitely worth it because you're starting with almost a full plant compared to starting from seed or starting from a small starter plant. So I think that's where part of the success is. The other thing is, too, is you've taken care of that plant all year. You've fertilized, you've watered, you've done all those things. That root system is intact.
Okay.
That root system has those microbes still in it.
Okay.
And so it's going to start out with an advantage in the spring. And you're not going to have to worry about your plant getting to a certain size or a certain everything of maturity. Because, you know, on all the plants, you look at the back of a seed packet, it'll say X amount of days till maturity, which means that's when they'll start with fruit.
Yep.
So you're getting ahead of it. If you have space and can do it, I see no problem with it. It doesn't need that dormancy period, right? And we're not talking like a dormancy period outside. We're talking about that dormancy period in the house. You did the right thing by keeping it in the garage for a few days, then bringing it in so it will get used to the temperature change and everything.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But I think you're going to be successful, and you'll see the difference next year. You obviously had really good years with the peppers.
Yes.
But you might have it start earlier.
Awesome. Yeah, last year was incredible. The heat and the dryness, they did fantastic. But this year, because I started them so early, I'm still harvesting, but I put them in, tried it last year in the garage, and they didn't make it. So I thought maybe the sill will do it. So I'll give it a go. Thanks very much. And I do have, I got bok choy and some, I got my kale still coming. I got broccoli leaves still going and arugula. So still having fun. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Fun.
sounds awesome. Well, good luck with everything.
Yeah. Have a good weekend. Bye bye now.
You too, David. All right.
Thanks.
Bye bye. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to join us with some great information. So stay tuned for that. And then after that, we'll be taking calls for the rest of the show. So keep the number at hand, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.